The National Economic Forum has suggested to the Ministry of Finance to, as a matter of urgency, review targets set in the 2014 budget. The review must identify likely deviations and make proposals for plugging the resultant financial gap, while the Bank of Ghana traces the implications of the revision of the monetary policy. The suggestion was contained in a 22-point communique issued at the end of the 4th National Economic Forum at Sinchi in the Eastern Region. Seth Aya reports.
The communique also asked the Bank of Ghana to expedite work on the assessment of the recently announced measures on foreign exchange transactions and take speedy and appropriate action to restore confidence and relieve the unintended consequences of the measures. Dr. Patrick Iwa was a rapporteur for the forum.
It is imperative to strengthen the Public Accounts and Finance Committees of Parliament to play their oversight responsibilities more effectively, and also to develop a mechanism for effective synergy and coordination between the monitoring units of ministries, departments and agencies, the National Development Planning Commission, and the Office of the President. That a mechanism to effectively monitor, evaluate, and reform the use of statutory funds transferred to the public sector institutions, such as the District Assembly Common Fund, National Health Insurance Authority, Ghana Education Trust Fund, must be established. That a mechanism must be established to realign the budget whenever the economy is affected by unanticipated shocks. Government must strengthen the regulatory authorities to protect consumers and ensure the enforcement of standards.
For the purposes of encouraging high productivity, the Sinchi Consensus asked government, labor and the private sector to collaborate to institute a management and labor productivity crusade, including the introduction of a service charter that ensures that productivity is matched with remuneration. Seth Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.
Meanwhile, President John Mahama has accepted the outcome of the forum and has pledged to implement them. He said his economic management team, headed by Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Arthur, has been buoyed up to begin implementation, acknowledging that it is the beginning of a new day for Ghana. Seth Iya again.
President Mahama likened the National Economic Forum to the traditional consensus-building mechanism in resolving issues. This forum, he said, has come to stay.
I am satisfied with the outcome of this forum, and I'm impressed at the zeal and enthusiasm you have shown over these last 3 days. I stand here making these closing remarks with the knowledge that while this National Economic Forum may be ending, what lies ahead of us is the beginning of a new day for Ghana, one that we are together shaping as a nation. What lies ahead of us as a government is the careful consideration and timely implementation of all the viable solutions that you have proposed here in Sinchi. There must be no delays or distraction. Our economic management team has been reinvigorated by this process and is ready to begin immediately implementing the outcomes of this gathering. We will use your sense of urgency and optimism to fuel our actions as we move in the direction of change.
President Mahama, on behalf of government and the people of Ghana, expressed gratitude to the participants for their sacrifice and dedication. He described the leadership role provided by the Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Arthur as exemplary. Seth Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.